first thing, well, before we start on your particular list, because you're kind of related to it, I do want to mention June 1 is Produce in the Park, because you, as part of Parks and Rec, take care of that wonderful park, City Park, provides
City
the
park,
space.
Yep.
I mean, that is such a plus that I think people don't really appreciate.
I mean,
that
it's in the heart of Atlantic, really is, and I mean, it's a great place, especially in the months of June and July, where it's extremely hot. That park probably stays 5 degrees cooler
at least
than everywhere else.
I even say 10. So. I push it a little. But yeah, so that's a really important thing for the city and an important part of your job to keep that park looking good for everybody all the time. But you have some other areas that you take care of, and we would jump right into June 2nd.
Yeah, June 2nd, we're kind of kicking off our summer with a summer block party. And so what that is, this is our second annual block party we're doing, and it's just an event that really is providing affordable entertainment for families all around. Everyone's invited. We pretty much close off the road between Kitty Corral and the Band Shell. We'll have live music at the Band Shell, which the Girl Scouts just did a renovation project out there, which looks great. We'll have live music. We'll have bounce houses provided by the Y. We'll have the Kiwanis. We'll have their food trailer out there, be offering free hot dogs, snow cones, beverages, and popcorn to come out and enjoy. We'll also have a bunch of games and activities, badminton, bags, ring toss, pretty much games that our office actually rents out, which a lot of people don't know. We have those games available for people to rent out for family picnics and get-togethers. So we put those out there and let people know. We also have other organizations coming. The library is going to be coming to talk about their stuff. Atlantic Animal Shelter will be there to talk about kind of some events that are going on and have some adopted dogs hopefully present in their kennels and everything. So hopefully little ones to take a look at. But it's going to be a good time for people to just come out and enjoy.
How far away isn't there a shuffleboard court?
There is actually, yes. We have a horseshoe and a bocce ball court just right down the hill behind the Band Shell, too. So we'll have those equipment will be available there, and we'll also probably carry some bocce balls up to Kitty Corral, too.
Okay. So I'm thinking all ages.
All ages, absolutely. The music they play a classic rock and anything in between. So, I mean, it's all ages are invited. Kids will have a good time at the playground. Parents, older adults, everyone will have a good time there.
Yeah. Block party. And I've never been to a block party, because I think I have a perception of what a block party is. So I think it's really interesting that you're saying this is a block party, and it's for everybody no matter where you live.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. We're inviting the whole community to come out and enjoy the park. Kitty Corral is a great area. Something else that will be open up is this little schoolhouse. The Lions Club will have that open up for people to come take a look, too. We'll have it throughout the park so we can fit numbers and numbers of people to come out and enjoy and just have a really building community by people coming together, very similar to what Produce in the Park does, is building community.
Come and see your neighbors and come and meet some new folks and just have a great time at basically no cost at the block party. So I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's pretty much everything is for free. There's no charge if they want to donate. Free will donation, they can do that too, but it's no charge, it's free for everyone, and that's Friday, June 2nd from 5 to 9 p.m.
Okay, 5 to 9, good. You've got to get that time in there, and again, that's Friday, June 2nd, so Friday evening event. Now, and we want to talk about some other things going on all the time, but if we have time, I want to come back and talk about some of the other facilities there at Sunnyside that people can use all the time. But let's talk about some of the other kinds of events or activities that people can be signing up for.
Well, we have some activities going on. We have summer swim team coming up, which practices at our Sunnyside swimming pool, and they compete in Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri throughout the month of June.
When does the pool open?
The pool opens this Saturday at 1 o'clock, so we'll be open from 1 to 8.
Okay.
This Saturday, check our Facebook page and our alerts online if we have a if there's thunderstorms, but we plan an opening, and we're looking forward to it, and which we also have a new pool renovation plan, too, which...
That's exciting.
We'll hopefully be promoting throughout the summer, okay. Too, at other events. But summer swim team will be starting up. You still have time to sign up till May 30th. Is the deadline for that. We'll have a parents meeting May 30th, and then registration, I guess, deadline is May 31st. But you can contact the YMCA or contact Tierney Tanner at 712-249-9339.
And what's the name again?
Tierney Tanner.
Tierney Tanner, okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's only $30 for a swimmer. So if you have an additional kid, you can sign them up for $25 more. Okay. So it's relatively cheap. So we also have tennis going on in the month of June, and that's going from June 5th through the 28th. Deadline is June 8th. They'll be at the Washington courts, and they'll have their own coaches kind of learn the kind of fundamentals of tennis, get some exercise. You don't know if your kid would like tennis, have them sign them up. They get a shirt out of the deal. So, and that's $25 for a child, $20 if you have an additional child sign up. So,
and how do they sign up for that?
For sign up, you can either go to the YMCA and sign up for that, or you can contact Faith McCunn. The Y is, you can sign up both
for kind of a central.
It's a centralized location.
Okay.
Opened. A lot of the time of the during the daytime, so you can go sign up at the Y for that. Lastly, we also have adult slow pitch softball, which deadline will be May 31st for that also. So men's slow pitch, right now we have looks like 7 teams now, so you know, if you have a few buddies you want to get together and get a team together, we encourage you to go out there. And it should be a good time to be active during the summer with some slow pitch softball.
So is there a program in slow pitch where they, you know, play, the teams play each other, so at the end they come out with, here's the champion?
So, yeah, we do a league, and then the league will seed teams at around July or August for a tournament, and the runner-up and the champions will get a T-shirt with all the sponsors' names on the back that says, you know, I'm men's trainer. League champion, and then the first place will also get a trophy too. So there is some reward.
So the June part of it is basically just getting your team out there, getting working up before you get ready to go through the
getting through the tournament. Yeah, getting ready for the tournament. So a lot of that, and then our last event that we'll be doing throughout the summer is Movies in the Park. We did that last summer, and it was very successful. We're going to be doing that again. Our first movie is going to be Friday, June 23rd, with Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. 7 o'clock, we'll start having, like, pre-screening activities.
Popcorn again?
We'll have free popcorn with the help of McCurdy Pumpkin Patch.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll have free popcorn there. And then I think for this one, we might have some special activities since it's a Fantastic Beast, thinking of magic and all these wonderful, cute little beasts that are within the movie. So,
and it's still pretty light at 7 o'clock. So you
at 7 o'clock, it's perfect timing, and we'll start the movie around 8:15, right when the sun's about to go down. So.
Okay. And then you have more planned, right? That's just the first
one. That's just the first one. So then we have three more coming up, July 7th with Despicable Me, and then Thursday, July 27th, the Cass County Fairgrounds will be showing Sing, and then on August 11th, which is the night before Atlantic Fest, we'll be doing, I always butcher the name of this, Moana.
Oh, yeah.
Moana.
The singing girl, the Hawaii. Well, yes. I think she's Hawaiian, yes.
The Hawaiian singing girl, so Moana.
Yes,
is
I think
the
that's
movie.
Right.
So
yes.
Maybe we'll do like a last beach party or something like that at the end there. But those movies are, it's a great time for families to come and hang out. That you can find your spot, sit down, have your kids go play at the playground, and when the movie starts, they all come together and.
Do people need to bring their chairs or their blankets? Or
we encourage people to bring their own chairs, blankets, and everything else. We offer free popcorn, and then they can bring their own beverages.
Okay.
Of soda pop and stuff of that nature too. So,
and so these are all scheduled, planned kinds of things, but the park is there forever for everybody. And you have I'm thinking of the disc golf, for instance, that's set up there.
We have disc golf, basketball, tennis, there's softball field, there's playgrounds. There's a little bit of everything in Sunnyside.
And then there's those shelters that people want to use, and they do need to, if they want to be sure they have them, they need to register for those and
make a reservation. They can make a reservations anytime for this year, and they can do that by either calling our office at 243-3542 or visiting us online at atlanticiowa.com to the Parks and Recreation page, and they can reserve online. And those reservations get you a spot. They don't cost anything to reserve, but we do have 5 shelters in Sunnyside, and hopefully we'll have a 6th one by July too. So,
they're busy, so you want to make your reservation if you have a special time that you want to do that.
Yes.
Okay. So much. And so go online, atlanticiowa.com, and go to Parks and Rec to find all this. Call you. Again, your number is?
It's 243-3542.
And you're listed in the phone book.
Absolutely.
Okay. Very much. Thank you so much, Seth Stashom, for visiting with us today. And until next time, here's a thought. The best things in life aren't things.